Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Thank you for joining me today, and I'd like to continue on in a message I've been sharing, Waiting on the Lord. What do we do when we're waiting on the Lord? Well, we were looking at three verses in Psalm 1 that declares, Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water. There are three things that this psalm is emphasizing. First of all, we have to delight ourselves in the Lord and in his word and his law, which shows us how to live, and then to meditate. It's so important, and that word meditate, from the language derivative, it means to mutter, to kind of speak to yourself, an inner dialogue, an outer dialogue of what you're thinking about. And this is something that we need to do, just to meditate on the word of the Lord. Remember what the Lord told Joshua as he was assuming the reins of leadership after Moses went on? He said, meditate in the law day and night. So will you prosper and have good success. So, beloved, it's so important that we keep our mind stayed upon the Lord. What does Isaiah say? Thou will keep him a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Praise God. Well, I'm sensing in the Spirit, before I start teaching, I just want to pray for a moment with you because the Lord has a word he wants to share with you. Father, prepare every heart. Speak to our hearts now. Lord, you know the things that we need of. Lord, anoint your word in this broadcast. Lord, touch every listener by the Spirit of God. It's never by accident that someone is listening, but you have a purpose. You have a plan. You have a ministry to their spirit man. And Lord, I declare right now that they shall be strengthened with might in the inner man, and they shall rise up, for the glory of the Lord will rise upon them to cause them to be victorious and to conquer in whatever situation they may be in. Praise you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, my grace and my love are sufficient for you. In this test that you're facing, your adversary seeks to uproot the good seed that is planted in your heart. That good seed is my word. In every test, his tactic is always the same, to repudiate and to invalidate my word, which I have written in your heart. I send my word to you at this moment to declare that he cannot prosper in his plans. You must understand that his attack is against your faith. He hates your faith. He violently opposes your trust in me. He will do everything he can, anything he can, through people, through circumstances, to shake your belief in my promises. Most cunningly of all, he will place subtle thoughts in your mind to question my goodness and my provision for you personally. And if you allow, beloved, the train of thoughts to continue, it will lead you to unbelief. It will lead you to those painful emotions of fear, of sorrow, of depression, and isolation. But I would not have you ignorant of his devices. Do not listen to his lies that you can never measure up to the mark, that your most cherished secret hidden desires in me will never come to pass. As you bring your thoughts captive to my word, you will feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost rise up within you. How great is my love for you, your most precious to me, and a chosen vessel. I have glorious things planned for your future, not just in eternity, but in this present age. Do not be that concerned about your service and work for me. That will come in full time. For now, I speak to you about my priority for your life, and that is to know me, to enter into the secret place for the Most High where glory awaits you. I have things for you to experience that you've not known before. You see, my child, the greatest success a man or woman can have in life is to know their Creator, their Father. I desire greater and greater intimacy with you, and it is I that have put that hunger in your heart. As you experience my perfect love for you personally, it will cast out all fear. I will heal your broken heart. I will restore your soul. Do you believe I want to do this? Do you believe I can? Oh, my child, it's not as difficult as you think. I can and I will. I laugh and rejoice over you with joy. I rest in my love for you. Will you do the same? Love me. Love me with all your heart. I've not brought you this far to let you go down to defeat. I've made you more than a conqueror. I now strengthen you with my power in your inner man. You shall have new courage and boldness to run in the race. Even now, feel that anointing which abides within you. Feel that anointing rise up and agree with the word of the Lord to you this day. Fear not, for I am with you. And I will lead you in the paths of righteousness for my great name's sake, says your God. Hallelujah. Thank you to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the precious and beautiful ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 9:24 says, but let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lord. Well, we're talking about what to do when we're waiting on God. How about all the above? That the Lord just spoke to our hearts. We need to delight ourselves in Him, to meditate and be planted by rivers of living water. It's important that we don't get planted in wrong places, wrong environments, wrong relationships, a wrong mindset, a negative mindset that just looks at the things that the enemy wants us to focus on. You know, I was hearing recently that in order to fly a plane, you need certain things like lift and thrust and drag and weight. Well, lift is very important because, you know, that's what a plane needs to, in order to get off the ground. Well, just like I shared at the beginning of this week the importance of waiting on the Lord, because He will renew our strength and we'll soar like an eagle. We need that uplift. We need people who are going to bring positive messages into our lives to brighten our day. And there's thrust that's needed. We need people who motivate us, who call us to a higher place, to do more for God, to trust in Him, to encourage our faith. And none of us need drag or weight, do we? I remember, of course, I was a young person in the 60s, and it's like, oh, that's a drag. Well, that kind of explains what a drag is. It pulls us back. It pulls us down. And we, you know, if you may be fighting discouragement, there's been all kinds of forces trying to drag you down. You know, you may know people that always have a sad story. But we, instead in our lives, we need to look for those who will lift us up and thrust us into greater things for God, into higher heights for God. Now, there are those who are I'm saying now, in terms of fellowship, God will call us to minister to those who are drags and weights, but it's a function to minister to them. It's another thing to be in constant fellowship with them. You see, there's a difference there. So, you know, we all have to have encouragement. We all need uplifting. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and we need to be planted. There's times God may call us to be alone, but, you know, it makes all the difference, our environment. You know, if any of you are into gardening, or even if you've had house plants, you know, they might thrive in a certain place, and you move them, and all of a sudden, I don't know what it is, you know, you're watering the same, but the light, the whatever it is, they just don't like it. And so the same for us. We need to be planted by rivers of living water, and that refers to multiple rivers, living channels, life-giving waters. You know, a polluted stream will not produce life or good things. So as we allow ourselves to be taught of the Lord, we need to be careful and to have some degree of caution what enters into our eyes and our ears and our hearts. Keep your heart with all diligence. What does the scripture say? For out of it are the issues of life. And we're basically, we don't want to be polluted cisterns where there's just no free water of the Spirit flowing. You know, the Holy Spirit is indicated or represented in Scripture as one of the ways with water, flowing waters, rivers of living water. That's what Jesus said, out of your belly. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. So we need to allow God to do all that He wants to do. He so yearns to work with you, beloved, but you have to actively cooperate. And you know, there's a whole lot in life we do not have control over. There's some things that just, there are circumstances we just don't have any ability to control those things. But there are things that we can control. That relates to our inner life. What am I sharing with you? In order to soar like an eagle, you need uplift. You need thrust, and you need to delight yourself in the Lord, to meditate upon His law, be planted in a good place. And when the things within ourselves, like our thought life and the words of our mouth, the things we concentrate upon, we can take control over them. We have the responsibility for a healthy heart. God would never give us something that we didn't have control over. We may not have control over our circumstances, but over what happens in our lives. There are those who have been prisoners of war. They've been in concentration camps, and yet their spiritual life's been sound because they've made an attempt that they would let nothing on the outside, the negative things, encroach upon that secret place of the Most High within them. Praise God. And you know, it's very hard to be an encourager to others if you're not doing the things that I've just shared with you. Praise God. At a right time, beloved, He is going to have you soar as an eagle, and you're going to just be so rejoicing because those low places, you'll be able to look back and thank God that His mercy and His goodness were with you the times that you were waiting upon Him. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I pray that you've been blessed as I have. I love to share the word of the Lord with you. I so look forward to these times. I invite you to tune in next time and we'll see what the Lord has for us. God bless you. The announcer will give you our contact information. Thanks for all you do, beloved, in terms of prayer and financial support. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,